Delaterre here, Flora Delaterre, plant detective. Drawn by the mystery of medicinal plants and their alarming disappearance, I decided to investigate. In this field in northeastern Argentina, rows of glossy bushes stretch away on all sides. I'm on a tea plantation. The U.S. imports most of its tea from Argentina. China and Japan used to be its main suppliers, but World War II interrupted that, and the U.S. looked for other sources. Before that war, Americans drank green and black tea about equally, but they couldn't get green tea during the war, so habits changed. Black and green tea come from the same plant, Camellia sinensis. They're just processed differently. Black tea's fermented, green tea isn't. Green tea's probably healthier for you. In preliminary studies, it's been linked with lower rates of cholesterol. It may also help prevent certain kinds of cancer and atherosclerosis, clogged arteries. Tea contains less caffeine than coffee. The Plant Detective is a project of Montana Public Radio, Bastyr University, and the American Society of Plant Biologists. Consult with a health professional before taking medicine or herbal remedies. Folks, medicinal plants are everywhere, and you gotta treat them right, 'cause someday they might be treating you.